only thing I can say is if you're going to order the crimper and all that crap, just order the set. It's cheaper in the long run. DXE's got a really nice set that works really freaking well. And originally I bought the RG8X1 because I was just doing it for HF. And then for this antenna, I was going to buy LMR 240 because it uses the same crimp die and the same connectors as RG8X. But I was like, if I'm doing this, I'm going to do it right. So I ended up having to buy the LMR 400 ends, die, and obviously the cable. So if you're going to do it, just buy the set that comes with all the dies, and then you can terminate whatever the hell you want.
Cool. I'll have to look at that when I decide to actually do it. Sean, when I was talking, I was asking Dakota if there was a way, and I think I've seen switches that do this, that I could take the antenna that's on my roof into, like, a switch and put, then run a cable, antenna cable to a radio in my garage and then a radio in my basement and just switch it back and forth depending on what radio I'm working on.